Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Now faith, through faith, by faith Abel, by faith Enoch, without faith it is impossible, by faith Noah, by faith Abraham, by faith he sojourned, through faith Sarah received strength to conceive. These all died in faith. Amen. How many was with me through that? I think you understand what I'm going to be preaching about tonight. And I just want to leave this message with us as a word of encouragement. We've come this far by faith. Amen. Come on now, we've come this far by faith. Lord, we thank you for the word of God tonight. Thank you for your presence that I feel. And I'm asking your anointing. I'm asking your strength tonight. God, lay your hand upon the word. Help us tonight. Touch us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Can we give the Lord a hand clap of praise tonight? Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. God bless you. You can be seated tonight. I would like to attempt tonight to inject some spiritual sense into the events that are happening in our world today, but not just in our world today, but the things that have been happening in our world from the very beginning. Amen. From the attempt by Babel to rule the hearts of men and women and attempt to lead them into their form of religion, even though it was against the word of God, we've seen it time and time again by history and through the word of God. And there's always one thing that those that have come along that have been anti-Christ or anti-God in the scriptures, one thing they've always failed to do is to control the minds of the people of God. Amen. They've always failed to do that. Amen. And why? Because we tonight are founded on faith. Praise God. We're founded on faith because without faith it's impossible to please God. But I don't want to look at that negative. I want to look at it in a positive, that through faith, the opposite is true. We please God. Amen. And if you're walking by faith tonight, you're pleasing God. And that's a very powerful thing to understand and to live out in your everyday life. And when we please God, we actually gain the experience that God will see us through because God has already seen us through. How many tonight's ever gone through anything and God's brought you through?
Amen.
Amen. And you don't have to lift your hand tonight, but how many of you tonight are going through things and you're just standing by faith and God's going to see me through? Praise the Lord. Probably most of us here tonight. Excuse me. But when we look at the chapter of faith here, Hebrews chapter 11, it starts out with Cain and Abel. And when I looked at this from just a surface standpoint, I see that Cain tried to establish his own form of worship. And when it was all said and done, there were no miracles that took place. There was no move of God. There was nothing that happened when he did it his own way and tried to establish his own form of worship. When I look at Babel, when they said, we're going to build a tower that will reach unto heaven and let us make us a name, that's the name that they made for themselves, Babel. Amen. It was a complete failure, and there were no miracles. There was no great event that took place. When we look at Babylon, Babylon had their own religion, and we see at one point in Babylon that the king of Babylon made an image that was made of pure gold, and it was very tall, and he said everybody's going to bow down and worship at the sound of the music. Amen. He was just going to have a dead, dry, dull, boring service because they had to do it or they would die. We're not here tonight because we have to be here. We're here tonight because we want to be here. Amen. And when the music starts playing, we don't have to tell anybody to worship. We're going to worship God anyhow. Well, go ahead and give God a hand clap of praise tonight. We're here tonight because we have come this far by faith. Amen. We're here tonight because of faith in God. I don't see any miracles that took place because of that golden image, except for the three Hebrew eunuchs that were in captivity, that were far away from their homeland and had no one to encourage them. But they made it through the fire. They made it through their time of testing because they had come that far by faith. Praise God. Don't tell me that was the first time they ever stood up for God. There were many other times that they stood up for God in little things and in big things. Amen. When the lion came and nobody knew about it. And when the bear came and nobody knew about it. When you prayed and God answered that prayer and nobody knew anything about it. Amen. They were able to stand up by faith and say, we've come this far by faith and we're going to go all the way by faith. Well, praise the Lord. Help me tonight, Jesus. Amen. No other people, no other nation in the history of man has the testimonies that Israel has. None have the miracles that they have written about their past. The Bible says that by faith Enoch was raptured into heaven, and that before he was raptured into heaven, he had this testimony that he pleased God. That means that he walked by faith. Amen. And when he gets to heaven, or when he got to heaven, he probably said, I've come this far by faith. Praise God. And I'm leaning on the Lord. And he had this testimony that he pleased God. And no one else was raptured in the scriptures except for Elijah. And Elijah, of course, was a man of faith and walked with God. And no other story like this exists in other nations because they don't have a God that is real. We have a God tonight that's real. He's alive forevermore. And he's able to touch a headache. He's able to touch a stomach problem. He's able to heal cancer. My God has it. Amen. And tonight we sit here just chock full of testimonies. And if we were to get testimonies from every one of us here tonight, and probably even from the children, that God has been good. Amen. And God has moved in our lives. We're here tonight because we've gotten here by faith. Amen. We've gotten here by faith. And the Bible talks about Abraham, and it talks about him, and it says that these died in faith, not seeing the promise. But one day when Abraham sees the millions upon millions that are going to worship God around the throne, he'll be able to say, I've come this far by faith. Praise God. And so I want to read some more from the book of Hebrews chapter 11 and verses 20 through verse 31. Now, are you going to stay with me here tonight?
Amen.
All right. By faith Isaac, by faith Jacob, by faith Joseph, by faith Moses, by faith Moses, by faith he forsook Egypt, through faith he kept the Passover. By faith they passed through the Red Sea. Oh, praise God. By faith the harlot Rahab perished not. You see, folks, we cannot be what we say we are unless we are people of faith. Amen. We've got to have faith in the Word of God, and we've got to have faith in the God that gave us the Word. Amen. Amen. How many trust him tonight? I trust him. How many's found God to be faithful in your life? Well, praise God. He's been faithful to me, and I'm walking by faith and not by sight. All of these people have testimonies. Isaac has the testimony. Jacob had the testimony when his name was changed to Israel. Amen. We could look at Joseph. We could look at Moses. Moses, such a beautiful picture of faith in the Old Testament.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
And I believe that Moses got his faith from his parents. Mom and Dad, we're walking by faith tonight. We're trusting in God by faith tonight, and we need to pass it on to our children.
Amen.
Amen. Whatever the mayor says and whatever the governor says, whatever anybody else says, we can just listen to what they say and heed some of them. But I'm telling you tonight, we need to have a spiritual mind and understand that God is with us and everything is going to be all right.
Amen.
Well, praise the Lord. Whatever you're facing tonight, it's going to be all right when you walk by faith. And I look at Moses, and the Bible says that he was called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, but he refused at some point in his life. I'm sure he remembered his mother's faith, amen, his daddy's faith, as they put him out into the river, and God worked a miracle right there. Amen. He refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. How was he able to do that? He was able to do that by faith.
Amen.
Amen. All you young people on the front row, you can walk by faith.
Amen.
All the young people in the rest of the church, you can walk by faith. Come on, somebody. You're not too young to walk by faith and trust God. You're not too young to get answers from your prayers for God to help you in the time of trouble and difficulty. Amen. Get on your knees and pray. And when you're done, pray and thank God for the answer and sit back and watch God move in your behalf. Amen. If you follow Buddha, you're not going to get that. If you follow Muhammad, you're not going to get that. If you follow any other religious teacher, you're not going to get that. There's only one book, only one word that we have from God. Thank God for it tonight, and we're walking by faith in the Word of God. Come on, somebody. We're here tonight because we've come this far by faith. Amen. By faith, he lifted up the rod that God told him, and the waters parted. What nation has that kind of a testimony? There's not one. What people has that kind of testimony? There's not one. Amen. But we have that testimony tonight because we've come this far by faith. Amen. By faith, the harlot Rahab perished not within the believed not when she had received the spies with peace. Amen. Not only was she saved from death, but she became a part of the lineage of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. She came that far by a simple act of faith of hiding the spies, the Israeli spies that had come to spy out the land, and God saved her and her family. Amen. God saved a lot of us here tonight from things that I'm sure we don't even know about, but we're here tonight by faith. Turn to your neighbor and say, I'm here tonight by faith. Praise the Lord. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 32 through 35. Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, David, Samuel, the prophets. Oh, praise God. I could spend the whole night tonight talking about men and women of God that stood up in times of trouble and said, God is for us, God is with us, and he's going to help us. I could talk about Gideon and how he defeated the army of the Midianites. They were covering the land like grasshoppers, and they were defeated by a pitcher, a candle, and a trumpet in the hands of 300 men. I'm telling you tonight, my God's able to do anything. Amen. Come on, y'all are looking at me funny here tonight. We've got a great God. He's able to do anything tonight. Praise God. I could talk about Samson. Oh my, Samson, yes. Even though he was a failure, if you failed God, get back up and go again, and you can link arms with Samson and say, I made it this far by faith. Praise God. And we could spend the whole night talking about David. David, the great warrior. I read all through the scripture, even in the New Testament, about the sure mercies of David and how that God would establish his throne upon the throne of David, which of course is Judah. Oh, what was it in the heart of that young man? What was it? I'll tell you what it was. It was faith. It was simple faith that said, I'll go fight that giant. I'll take him on. Y'all just stay back here, and I'm going to fight this fight by faith. Praise God. We're here tonight by faith. We've come this far by faith. Samuel, the prophets. Oh, yes. And Paul was making a point here. He took a little bit of time to make his point. Hebrews 11, verse 36 through 40. And I won't read the whole thing, but it talks about the others. Everybody said the others. The others. The others had trials of cruel mockings. Yeah, it's not always an answer to prayer, but it's always about faith. Praise God. It's not always being able to say, God opened the door in this situation, but cruel mockings. And then it goes on and talks about scourgings. Oh, just think about what a scourging is like. I don't think we even understand the severity of a scourging and tied to a post so that you can't move and a man begin to whip you, or two men as they whip you time and time again. Most people did not survive scourgings because they developed water on their lungs because of the traumatic experience. And it's talking about people that took this by faith. They died in faith. They were scourged in faith. Moreover, of bonds and imprisonments. They were stoned. Oh, that's not any fun. They were sawn asunder. That means they were killed with a sword. They were tempted. They were slain with the sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins. Anybody wearing sheepskins or goatskins here tonight? Nobody. All right. Praise God. Being destitute. Is anybody here tonight destitute? Come on, y'all. No, nobody's destitute. Amen. If you don't have groceries in the refrigerator, see me after church tonight, and we'll go to Dillon's and get you some. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Well, praise God. Slain with the sword, wandered about sheepskins and goatskins, destitute, afflicted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. Praise God. Now, I'll tell you, there are times that we get distracted by the things of this world. I pastored in the city where Brother Brixner is starting a church, and one of the men that was in the church had been there so long, and we had a missionary. I invited a missionary to come through, and this young man that was in the church was very successful, had his own trucking business, had probably 20 or 30 trucks, semi-trucks, and was very well off, made lots of money, and we invited the missionary to come. And the missionary didn't have a whole lot, and it was obvious that he was just getting as much as he could for another stint in the missions program, wherever it was that he was going, I can't remember now. But he pulls up in a motorhome, and it was an old motorhome, and the engine wasn't running very good. And I said, well, I've got a man in our church that has a trucking business, and they fix their own trucks, and they're really good at what they do. I'll talk to him about that. And so they took it in, and they looked at it, and they replaced one spark plug wire is what the problem was, and put a shield over it so it couldn't melt because it was falling on the hot manifold. And they got it fixed for him, and he said, the man that fixed it that was very successful, he said, I wouldn't get caught dead driving around the corner in this thing. And the very scripture that came to me when he said that was, of whom the world is not worthy. Praise God. Praise God. Not worthy. Amen. But when we get to heaven, we're not going to compare motorhomes. Praise God. When we get to heaven, we're not going to compare houses or income or status or position. Well, praise God, we're going to be measured by how we walk by faith. Folks, we've come this far by faith. Amen. And it looks a little bit thin tonight, but I'm telling you what, we're standing by faith. Amen. And Jesus is coming very soon, and he's going to take up the big churches, and he's going to take up the little churches, and we're going to make up one big gigantic church in heaven. And we're going to worship God together for all of eternity. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. From our spiritual birth to the end of our journey, whatever that is, we've got to be people of faith. Because when we started out, think about when you started out with God and you walked to the altar for the very first time. What was going through your mind? Amen. The thrill of coming to the altar. The excitement about praying and feeling God and receiving the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The intensity of prayer. I remember when I first came to God, the intensity of prayer, the shedding of tears, the asking God, God, fill me with the Holy Ghost. I don't want to be lost. Anybody remember that? If you don't remember it, maybe we need to have another time at the altar. Praise God. Because we started this by faith, and friend of mine, we're going to make it through by faith. Praise God. We've stood strong on the word of faith. Amen. We've got a word of faith here tonight. And we've obtained mercy because of faith. We've seen miracles. How many seen miracles? Praise God. There's some hands that are lifted here tonight. We've seen some really awesome miracles that God has done. And he is still performing miracles today. And we've obtained mercy. Thank God for mercy. We've obtained mercy because we stood in faith and said, God is for me. God is with me. Amen. We've been in different situations, and right now we're in a real different situation than the world has ever seen. And I'm not going to get into prophecy too much, but listen just a little bit closer to the headlines, and you'll see that what they're talking about right now is a digital currency, and what they are talking about now is a worldwide digital currency that is going to have to take place so that we can monitor all of these things. Amen. Amen. We're talking about monitoring people with drones even here in America. Yes. Amen. We're talking about cashless society. Right before our very eyes, we're seeing the rise of the Antichrist. Amen. We are seeing the rise of evil, the rising of communism in our world. Amen. Don't be fooled by cheap prices at Walmart for things that are made in China. The day is going to come where we're going to have to pay our dues. Amen. But I'm telling you tonight, we're not going to focus on all of these things. Amen. Yes, we're going to be wise and we're going to know what's taking place. And we're going to do what we can to help our situation. Praise the Lord. But when it all comes down to it, if I can't do anything, there's something I can do. Brother Deontay, I can walk by faith.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I can pray in faith. I can read the word in faith. And I can claim faith in God when things look really bad. But that's what we're facing here tonight. And what's the answer? The answer is walking by faith. Praise God. We've come this far by faith. That's the old song. I'm sure you've heard it. Leaning on the Lord, trusting in His holy word. He's never failed me yet. Why don't we stand together right now? If you know that God has never failed you, stand with me here tonight. I want you to know He will never fail you. He will never fail you when you walk by faith. Let's lift our hands right now. Let's lift our hands and let's talk to God right now. Lord, I want to win some souls for You. Lord, I want to reach somebody with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Lord, I want to walk by faith. I want to win by faith. I want to see miracles by faith. I want to see the hand of God move by faith. Help us tonight as a church to go back to that altar one more time and experience that old-fashioned desire, that old-fashioned reaching out to God and believing God for a miracle, for an answer. God, don't let our prosperity make us complacent. But God, help us tonight to go back to the foundation of what we started with, the foundation of faith in You, the foundation of believing God. Hallelujah. Can we give Him a hand clap of praise tonight?